27 minutes now before 6 o'clock. Now, you know that I am a big supporter of the Marcellus Shale. You know that I'm very much opposed to the severance tax. And you know that we have had Dave Spiegelmeyer, who is the former president of Marcellus Shale Coalition, on the air many, 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 many times. And now he's out driving a water truck because he retired. I'm just kidding. But Dave Callahan is the new president of the Marcellus Shale Coalition, and he's on the air with us right now. David, congratulations and welcome.
Boy, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. So tell us about yourself. Tell us who you are.
Certainly, certainly. I've worked in the energy industry, or pardon me, I should say I've worked a majority of my 30-year career in the energy industry and with the energy industry, including for the last 11 years or so working with the Marcellus Shale Coalition as a member of the organization, and I was actually employed there for a short time as well. I served in various leadership capacities with the organization, and then when my friend and colleague, Mr. Spiegelmeyer, who you speak of so highly, decided to retire, I wanted to throw my hat in the ring. So I'm humbled, I'm honored that the members of the organization chose me to lead it during its next chapter.
Now, you know, Dave, when I found out that you were named president, one of the first things that I wanted to do was I wanted to tell you that I want to be part of any effort to protect our shale industry. So what can we do, or what do you see is coming our way in the next few years?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for your support of the industry, and thank you for those of your listeners who support the industry as well. I would say there's any number of things that can be done at the moment. And number one is to recognize that despite the narrative that's being presented to us, we're not living with a choice between economic progress and environmental progress. We all have to talk about what's going on the environment and the environmental progress that we're making as a result of use of this great, abundant, clean, and affordable resource, as well as all the economic advantages. So, you know, first and foremost, talk to your lawmakers, talk to your policymakers, tell them what you think about the industry. Before you do that, take a look at our website. You could find lots of fact-based information there on a whole host of topics ranging from, you know, the well development process itself to thoughts on severance tax, thoughts on other regulatory proposals. We take pride in sharing a lot of fact-based information there, and we think it would be of great use to you and your listeners.
Now, you know, whenever the governor does a budget over the last couple of years, this severance tax always comes up. I've talked to Dave about this many times, you know, and he has made the point, people think we don't pay taxes, but you pay that impact fee to all the counties. And tell us why the severance tax would hurt.
Absolutely. It's rather disappointing and unnecessary to slap a new severance tax on top of what we already pay, which is our severance tax. It's our impact fee. That impact fee works well. You know, if you look at 2020 numbers of production, and while we don't have exact details on how the governor would make this work, if we looked at his proposal from last year, you know, when you combine the two taxes, the impact fee and the severance tax, again, looking at last year's numbers and making some guesses here, it could be upwards of 11% tax rate, the very, very highest tax rate in the whole country, more than double that in West Virginia and other states. It would be crippling. It would be absolutely crippling. And second of all, the impact fee works. It's funding both statewide projects and local entities. You know, this summer when the impact fees are collected and distributed again, we will have collected and distributed nearly $2 billion. $2 billion since the fee was imposed. And that's on top of the $5 billion that this industry pays in various taxes and provides to the state in royalties and upfront payments for production on state lands. We've had a tremendous economic impact, and slapping another tax on top of the existing tax is just merely punitive.
Are you at all concerned about the Biden administration? I mean, you know, they were talking about fracking during the campaign. You know, one of the first things he did was, you know, put restrictions on fracking on federal lands. You know, where do you think the Biden administration is headed?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to discuss that. You know, the Biden executive order blitz certainly got our attention, and it's of great concern. You know, we've heard bipartisan voices express displeasure with the actions he's taken. I heard you already mentioned Keystone, you know, put 11,000 workers out of a job. And I know people say, well, those are temporary. Well, those are good construction trade union jobs. And you know what? You build something and you move on to the next thing. Of course, they're temporary. You know, and we need that infrastructure. We need to serve markets. Second of all, the moratorium that they placed on leasing, they say it's temporary, but who knows where it will end and if it will end. That production could easily be replaced. Who knows if it will, but it could be easily replaced by production in other countries, and then we'd have to import product. You know, it just makes no sense when we've finally reached a state over the last few years of energy security that we throw our energy security to the wind and be subjected to, you know, importing energy from other countries again.
Well, Dave, I'm honored to meet you and talk to you, and I just want to say again that anything that helps Marcellus, I want you to know that, you know, you can call or have your staff call anytime. We can get it out on the air. We can ask people to put pressure on lawmakers. We want to be part of an effort to protect the Marcellus shale industry in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and to support the coalition.
Well, that's wonderful. I can't thank you enough. And again, if folks want to take a look at our website, follow us on social media, they'll get all the latest information. And again, information on economic benefits, information on environmental achievement, and oh, by the way, information on how consumers are benefiting greatly from this, again, affordable resource. Indeed. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Have a good day, and I'm sure we'll talk to you many times in the future.
I hope so. Take care.
Bye-bye. Dave Callahan, new president, Marcellus Shale Coalition. 20-